Multitasking, adapted from S. McCartney. From earliest times, people have been trying to do several things simultaneously. They can read a book, cook dinner, talk on the phone, and do many other things at the same time. As cars have become available, the time of multitasking has increased. People drive, listen to the radio, eat, and smoke in their cars at the same time. Now, an arsenal of new technology, from notebook computers to cellular phones and portable televisions, makes it possible for everyone to multitask all day. The computer industry introduced the word multitasking into the vocabulary. Mainframe computers that handled networks were the original multitaskers. Apple's and Microsoft's software turned millions of personal computers into multitaskers. Today, millions of people can set their personal computers to multitask while they are themselves multitasking, talking on the phone, receiving faxes, and looking through newspapers at the same time. While multitasking is not bad for computers, it may be a bad thing for some people. Psychologists say it is possible for the human brain to process two or more tasks at the same time, but only one of them receives full attention. Multitasking makes people's stressful lives even more stressful. Experts say that although a lot of people believe that multitasking enhances their productivity, in fact it can reduce it. Because of the limitation of the human brain, multitasking can lead to many mistakes. Indeed, a person who is doing several things at the same time may put the wrong number in a spreadsheet or send a message to the wrong email address. Moreover, people on the other end of the line don't usually like to talk to a person who is doing something else while talking to them. It may alienate the people from the multitasker. Multitaskers also like to do more than one thing at once, even in their leisure time. They cannot watch television without reading a newspaper or have dinner without watching TV. Now, multitasking takes place nearly everywhere. A lot of businessmen and managers are never far from their notebook computers and cellular telephones. They are almost always doing two or three things at once, driving and dialing, speaking and typing on their computers. On airplanes, they are using their notebook computers to answer email messages. While driving, they are speaking on their cellular phones. Why wait, they ask. That's the world we live in right now. Pattern of Multitasking by A. Haley. Edwina went back to the beginning. What were the obvious facts? The first was that money was missing. The second was that the amount was $6,000. The third obvious fact was that Juanita Nunez knew the exact amount of money missing from her cash drawer after almost 5 hours of transactions and before she had balanced out her cash. Everyone who knew about the loss agreed it was impossible. But was it impossible? Edwina got up. Mr. Tottenhoe, will you come with me, please? They crossed the floor. Juanita Nunez was accepting a deposit. Edwina said quietly, Mrs. Nunez, when you've dealt with this customer, please put up your position closed sign and lock your cash drawer. Juanita did not speak while transferring a small metal plaque to the counter as instructed. Edwina asked, Mrs. Nunez, you've been insisting that you always know the amount of cash you have. Do you know how much is in your drawer now? Juanita hesitated. Then she nodded, unable to speak. Edwina handed her a slip of paper. Write down the amount. After visible hesitation, Juanita took a pencil and wrote, $23,765. Edwina passed the slip to Tottenhoe. Please go with Mrs. Nunez and stay with her until she balances out today's cash. Compare the results with this figure. 3/4 of an hour later, Tottenhoe reappeared. He put the slip of paper on Edwina's desk. Was the figure right? Edwina asked. Exactly right, Tottenhoe replied.